use it up, and one day they get ruined. They get spoiled. So, Mel, if you shechter on Yontiv, you zichei adas yesterday, that these kishkes you're not going to use anymore for nodam, you'll give it to the cats. So, therefore, it doesn't like muksa. It wasn't aksadaitei. So, Morocco Nami Mestav, that's the svar also. The Rav of Reb Yehuda Svirlei, that Rav really holds kishitas Reb Yehuda. He holds from the Isra of muksa. The Dorash Rav Darshant, Isha loitik tichnei tikoneis lebeis eitzim. An Isha should not go into the storehouse, warehouse where you have wood. Lito miyam ud, to take out a piece of wood. You want to use it for an ud, means an ud is you want to use a stick like to move around other things. You want to use a stick as a kli to move around the coals. So it's muksa even on yontif, because the stick is only aimed on yontif to burn with, to use it for hasoka. But to take a raw piece of stick to use for kalim, it's muksa, it's awesome. The ud shenishbro, let's say a stick broke on yontif, also lasek of yontif. That's a Yudushita. A kli that broke on Yontif, you're not allowed to use the broken pieces to break on Yontif, to burn on Yontif. Why? The fisher masik and the kalim. You're allowed to burn good kalim, but not muksa yet. The ain masik and mashivra kalim. But you're not allowed to burn broken kalim. Because since the kli broke on Yontif, it's muksa. It's shema mina that Rav holds like a Yud, the Rav holds from the Yisra muksa. So well, it's good, Rav holds from the Yisra muksa. Therefore here, the only reason why it was mutter, because it wasn't muksa, because chazli yumsa, because this raw meat was chazli, people could eat it raw. But if not for the svar of people could eat raw meat, it would be muksa even according to Rava. Beishama yemrim, ma'avirin yal hashuchin atzomois uklipin. On Shabbos, you're allowed to take off the table or the atzomois, the bones and the klipin, the shells that are on the table. His posture of Shami holds is not muksa. He doesn't hold for muksa. Therefore, we're allowed to take it off on Shabbos. So, drashi mavir means biyadayim yala shuchim. With your hands, after you guys finish eating, you could clean off the table. Atzoma is a drashi koshon she'enon ruin lekelev. That's drashi shitim. Even though it's not roi for kelev tidit, still he holds this muksa. Taisus dingzich. Taisus says atzoma is a klipim. Taisus loike pirish akunch, the pirish afilu koshon ven ruin lachilu. The Haitana Arminum of Gemara, the Reb Shimon Sirulei. How a Gemara says, the Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon boy lechol apochos ruyas lamaichel behemah. According to Reb Shimon, even though he's making a muksa, but it has to be roy for something. A bone has to at least be roy for a kelef tidit. It's honey marvir malashurim perurim. They shumaichel behemah. Look at the Gemara Kavosei. And Allah, we hold like Taismas. That the bones are not muksa, it's only if it's roy, you are called upon it for behemah tidit. You can give it to a dog to eat. So since a behemah could eat it, it's not called muksa according to Reb Shimon. Vaito Beisilu Imrim Beisilu says no. Misalek es hatav lekula umanara. You have to pick up the whole tablecloth the way it is with the bones on it, and then you shake off the tablecloth later, because you're not allowed to touch muks itself. That's Beisilu. So Drashu Beisilu Imrim Misalek es hatavlo sheyesh teres kli alehel. Hey, the tablecloth itself has a shame kli on it, so you could pick up the tablecloth. Avolo yitata la klipim v'yadayim. You can't touch the shells itself. Krev Yehuda. As the Chura, the Havim, at least one sheet, is the Beisil holds like a Yehuda. He holds from the Yisra Muksa, so you can't touch it. But if you only touch the tablecloth, that's called the Tiltum in Atzad. You're only touching the tablecloth, and you're shaking off the dirt, that's Mutta, because it's called the Tzarech Dabra Mutta. Like you want to have a clean table to use it again, so you're allowed to clean off the table. But not touch the Muksa directly, just shake it off. Vaita ma'avirin l'fnei ha'shulchan pirurin pochos mikizayis. If you have small pieces of bread left over challah on the table, even though it's less than a kezayis, you're allowed to touch it with your dayim. Rashi mavir me'al shulchan stomhi. This is a stam according to everybody. Rashi learns is peruver and pochus mikezayis. For kol shchein kezayis, go for a time shehein meichel beima. His avada, if it's a bigger piece, the stam kezayis means even people will eat it. But even if you have small crumbs that people won't eat anymore, but our kol ponim is not muksa because it's roy for beima to eat it. Vayta v'sar shell afunim v'sar adoshim. These are beans, the outside shell of the bean. If you have it, it's also mutter to touch. Mevnei shu maichu behema. Of course, it's also maichu behema. Shrash learns afanim, or v'sar shell afanim, shrash shabitim, that's like the zang in the outside shaft, shell kitnias from beans. Shell kitnias godu behem. It's the shaft that the beans grow in, so that's not muksa, because behema is created. So if you have some of that on your table, you could take it off the table on Shabbos. Svug, what about a sponge? Im yesh loy or beis achizo mekanchen boy. If around the sponge there's a handle made out of or skin, then you're allowed to use it to clean with on Shabbos. V'yim lav, if there's no handle on the sponge, then ein mekanchen boy. then you're not allowed to use the sponge to clean the table with. So Rashi, or beis achiza shel or she yachzeno boy. If there's a handle made out of or leather on the sponge, then mekanche boy tavli. You can clean off the table with the sponge. But if it has no a handle, a mekanche boy. Because when you hold the sponge, nischad ben espoisa. Then, like a sick ratio, as soon as you touch it, you come to squeeze out the water in the sponge. That's why you're not supposed to use the sponge. If there's a handle on the sponge, so then when you move it, you don't have to squash it out. The holding it itself doesn't make it squash out. And that what means makanchen by avada doesn't mean with pressure to press down. It just means you could just clean up a little bit. Because it's not a sick ratio, you'll have to squeeze it out. But as a sponge without a handle, you're not supposed to use it on Shabbos because it's a psik reisha. You're going to squeeze out the juice that's inside it. You're allowed to touch Rashi kishu noguv, means when it's dry. So there's no shayla of schita. You're not coming to squeeze it out. So just off the kli, it has a shame kli, a sponge. A dry kli you could touch. But it doesn't have a shame kli, it's not makabu tumma. It has none of the tznoyim of a shem kli to get to the tumah. It's not an eitz, it's not a beged, it's not a sponge. A sponge is not makabel tumah. So the Gemara, Om Rav Nachman, on the way in Lonu, our girsa should be like this. Ela Beisham make Reb Yehuda. In the Mishnah, Beisham is the one that says that you can't take off the bones and the shells. The Yevdavka have to shake the tablecloth. Because Beshami holds Muksa like Reb Yehuda, or Beisilu like Reb Shimon, but Beisilu is the Tanakam of the Mishnah. And that's why we paskin like the first Shita. Because we hold like Rav Nachman, really it's Beisilu that's saying the first Shita. That Mavirim Mialashuchan Atzomas Oklipin. You're allowed to take off the table these bones and these shells. And we also hold like Tayser Shita, that these bones means bones that are called upon him Roy for a behemoth eat. So therefore, according to Reb Shimon, there's no Issa Muksa on it. Faita. Mavirim of Neashuchan Piruvim. So you can take off the table, you can take off the small crumbs. So the more Messiah of Rabbi Yechanan, it's right to Rabbi Yechanan, the Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Pirurin, Shein, Bohen, Kezayis, also Liavdin, Biyad. You're not allowed to throw them away. Even though it doesn't have the Kezayis, still it's you shouldn't throw it away. That's a deek for the Mishnah, Masha Mavirin, you're supposed to take it off, clean it off the table, and not like Stam throw it away. Trashi also labdim biyad, midiktani mavirin biyadayim, v'leizorik lu. It says, Loshin, you should take off the crumbs off the table. Mashmi, not allowed to stamp, throw it away. Can't just stamp, pick them up and throw it in the air. Throw them away. He says, also labdim biyad. You can't just stamp, throw it away. Right, the sa shalifan. So the Mishnah says, if you have shift on the table, you're allowed to take it off. Mani, by the Abshimon, he goes according to Abshimon, the last lay muksa. The Rash Lesle Muksa, the Rabbi Yehuda miyes molav lebeim akaimi shrei yoichol hoye imohen vayyom lokeich mihem. It's a bean. Namal is oimed for an adam tidit. Beans are oimed for people tidit. So Erev Shabbos was oimed for person tidit. Now on Shabbos the shaft came off the bean. So on Shabbos first the shaft now became a meichel beimam. So according to Rabbi Yehuda that will be lost. It lies like noilid. You can't touch it. But according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not called noilid. Since the shaft, the ma'isa, was here, so it's not called muksa. So according to Reb Shimon, it's mutter. The Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon. So the Mora B'zoi Eim is safer. What does the safer the Mishnah say? Svug, if you have a sponge, im yesh loy beis achizah mekanchen boy. If it has a handle made out of leather, you could touch it. V'yim lav, you could use it. V'yim lav, it doesn't have a handle to the sponge, ein mekanchen boy. You can't use the sponge. Why? Because we're afraid when you're using the sponge, you're going to squeeze out the water. It'll be over in Issa Schita. The chur of the shalom is you not be mechavan though for the schita. So also Rabbi Yehuda, the chur this part of the Mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds the yomar dov esheni meskaven also. Because if not, you're not mechavan to squeeze out the sponge. Mashma, you just don't want to clean off the table. Labdav could press down to squeeze it out. So just I'm using the sponge, you don't have kavana to make the schita. So why is it also? It has to be according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that's a stira. You tell him now the middle part of the Mishnah, the shef that says it's not muksam, goes according to Rabbi Shimon. So how could the same time now hold like Reb Yehuda in the gate of Dov Hashem Skaven? And the Gemara, no. And the case of using a sponge, even according to Reb Shimon, it's also to use a sponge on Shabbos. The Abaye v'Rova d'Yamri Tavayum. Moida Reb Shimon b'psik reisha v'lo yomis. Both Abaye v'Rova both say that Reb Shimon is Moida. That even though Dov Hashem Skaven is mutam, that's only where it doesn't bedavka have to happen. It's not a psik reisha. at the lush in the head is not chopped off that it has to die. But where it has to happen, then according to Reb Shimon also asks the davar sheino miskaven. So when you use a wet sponge, it has to be that by touching it, the juice will come out of it. So that's why it's also even according to Reb Shimon. So the marahani garina on the tamri. We have the pits of dates. You have date pits. Armiyaisa. Trashi shall tomorrow behem la behema. Garinim shall tomorrow behem la behema. The pits of dates usually is called the maicha behema. Behema will eat it. Of armiyaisa, the trashi means tomoyim royim. Their dates tame. O machilam at tomorrow atzim la behema. These bare dates, the bialim even gives the goof of the date to the behema. Hilkach agav imayel behema nami kaimi. Therefore, the date is oimer to be given to a behema. Therefore, it's not called muksa, because it's oimer to be given to a behema. Yeah. Sahani garina de tamri armaisa. We have the dates of bare, the pits of bare dates. Is sharla totinu. You're allowed to be metaltled on Shabbos no muksa. Hoyel bechasin agav iman. Because it's roi, because agav iman. Has even the food itself of the date you'll give to the animal. So, Mel, this thing is not muksa. Uda parsaisa, Shrashi means tomorrow tovim. What about the pits of good dates? Shrashi ain't vi'e machil noisin of behema. The date itself, if it's good, you don't give it to behema, so I'm for nodem. It's also to touch it. So the chura, the chura, this halacha has to even go according to Reb Shimon. So Mr. Shvemi, why should this be also according to Reb Shimon? Shmuel was machmen, he didn't touch it itself. They only touched it agav rifta. Means right, says even the dates that are oimed to give to behema, still the pits he didn't touch himself. He only touched it agav rifta. So think laloch the way Rashi learns that this is shvelo. The Rashi learns this gemara should only be according to Reb Yehuda, not according to Reb Shimon, because according to Reb Shimon the pits. If you always give the pits to behemoth, it's only a shayla, since it's good dates or bad dates. Just the food you give to another. But the pits you always give to behemoth, so according to Reb Shimon, both cases should be mutter. I think Allah, we hold a little different, the pshat is. We hold the pshat is that these bad ones, you don't even give it to a behemoth to eat. So that's why it's muksa. The good ones. You don't even feed it to a behemoth. Mashenka, the bad ones you feed to a behemoth. And Allah, that's the ma'is. Like if there's dates that we do feed to behemoth, that behemoths are roi teated, it's talking not muksa. But if you have dates that is not, you don't give it to a behemoth, or there are no behemoths around, it's not a derech to give the dates to a behemoth, like this man is there. Our date pits, we don't give to animals heat. What we do with it, we throw it out. It's men echlami, then the pits are muksa. So that they say, Shmuel really was a machum here. Shmuel says he's a metaltlu agav rifta. Shmuel, the Allah has brought that even though he did it in a place where they give the pits to animals heat. So really it wasn't muksa. But he was machmir because some places they don't give the pits to animals' teeth. So in that place it was muksa. So he was machmir on himself, he was only metal l'agav riftim. Means he picked up the date and put it on top of the bread. So like you made a tutum in atzad. But aloha, it depends. If it's a mokum that the dates you feed to animals, it's not muksa. You're allowed to touch it. But like this man is there in our houses, all the dates we don't give to animals, we just throw them out, they're like muksa. So you shouldn't touch the pit by itself. So the Yetzer is a tiltum in atzad. Either take a knife and take it off, or the napkin, take it off, but don't touch it directly. So the more Shmuel timely. That Shmuel put the pit on top of the bread and move the pits with the bread, goes the timely. The Yomar Shmuel, Oysa Odom Kol Tzorkoi Vepas. A person could do anything he wants with bread. Shrashi Kol Tzorkoi, Mishtamish Boi Vienka Mishum Bizoyin, Omam Chaya Batavshal. Not called the bizoyin hamaychol, and if you want to, you like, could use bread for a spoon. You're allowed to put the bread in the soup and even suck up, or mamcheh b'tavshul, mamis mix it up in the tavshul. There's no wisdom. Abi, you're not being making the bread meis that's not edible. Then it's baltashkes. But calls the money not making meis the bread. The bread is edible because you want to do trochim with it. It's mutter. So here also, we just don't carry the pit agav the bread. He wasn't mamayis the bread. It's mutter. So the more Rabba metaltalu agav lekanya demaya. Rabba was metaltal these pits on top of a glass of water. Right to the same shot. Mikra Radini held it was mutter. Just since some people don't give these pits to animals, it looks like muksum. Therefore, he didn't touch it directly. He touched it with a cup of water. Rabuna Bredi of Yeshua Ovid Lu Kigrav Sharei. He didn't know. He made a lot of pits come in front of him, and then it looks very, very meis, and that's the cloud. When you have something meis in front of you, the Rabbona Wamata Muksa. You allow to take something that's very meis in front of you and take it away. So one pit by itself by itself is not so meis. but he made that he ate a few pits and left a few of them right in front of him. That looked very meis. He had a heter to take it out. That's a heter b'dieved. If you have a meis zach, you let it carry it away. But matchil is not allowed to do such a tanai to make meis in front of you. So that's not the best etzah to leave them, put them down right in front of you, so when they pile up, there'll be so much, then you can take it away. That's not such a good etzah. Drashi Grav Sharei means serve from the front of. He gathered them together in front of him. When he was eating the dates, until it became so many, it became meis in front of him. Then the night the nice in the front of him, he took it away from front of him. To Grav Sharei, like the bowl of Reya. The nice in the behemah, gave it to his behemah. Says by the Rashi Lishitosoi that Rashi Yoldi were talking about even though the pits are edible, but since the date was aimed from Odom Tit, it lives muksa. So therefore, what he did with them after he held was muksa, the Rashi Shitom. Therefore, the way he took it was he made it look like a misazach, and then he picked it up to give it to his behemoth eat. More than the kashra on that is, you're not supposed to do that metchila. Metchila, you shouldn't make something to be mis in front of you in order to have heter to carry it out. So therefore, Ravashi Zorak Lahu Balishne. As Ravashi, after he got finished eating the pit, he didn't take it out and put it into his hand. He spit it away with his mouth. Zorak Lahu Balishne, with his teeth, with his long tongues, with his tongue, he threw it away. Ravashi Zorak Lahu Balishne El Eber HaShulchan, the other side of the Shulchan, the back of him. So Mila didn't have to come to take it with his hands. Rav Papa Zorak Lahu Achuri Amita. Same thing, a strashi shumesa v'leha. A mole, they didn't eat on a table, they ate on a lying down on the bed. So he threw it in the back of the bed, so he doesn't have to come and take it away. Omro olov arab zechaya ben avkulas. Shoye ma'asi upon it, the same thing. He would turn his head around, achuri amita, in the back of the bed, bezorkan. He would throw it away, kidei, he shouldn't have to pick it up with his hands. That's the best idea. You shouldn't have to come to pick up muksos with your hands, that while it's in your mouth, put it in a place you won't have to touch it anymore. But Bizman is there that the shalom is that the pits, the chura pits are muksa today, because today we don't do anything with the pits, we just throw them away. So nechlami, after you put them on your plate, you shouldn't touch it with your hands. The answer is if it's in the plate, you're allowed to pick up the whole plate and throw it away. That's called tiltum and atzad. Or else we say with a napkin, wipe it off the table into another plate, but not to touch it directly with your hands. Hadron alecha noit l'adam abenai. Espenai. If a chavius, a barrel of water.